This is the Android Buffet Podcast, episode number 406, recorded Wednesday, August 1st, 2018, in 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1.
Is that a new kazoo? Sounds slightly different.
Still the same kazoo.
Still the same kazoo.
Just lightly reconditioned.
Lightly reconditioned, meaning you licked it.
No, but close enough.
Okay. I don't know. I don't know how you re...
You don't know how I do what?
I don't know how you...
Recondition a kazoo?
Yeah, I don't know.
It doesn't involve saliva.
Okay.
So we're back for another episode of the Android Buffet Podcast. It's currently Wednesday, August 1st. And I do have a programming note for you, Jerry. I know you like programming notes.
Okay.
So I will be once again leaving the country.
Oh! You international traveler, you.
Not really. So anyway, that means that my schedule may change over the upcoming weeks. And I want to make sure that you are, of course, aware of that in the event that we have to change the recording schedule for this particular program.
I will adjust.
I believe you.
I'm adjustable. Get it?
Are you adjustable?
I thought it was funny. I think I'm hilarious.
That's one of us. Why do you think you're hilarious?
People often laugh when I tell jokes.
Do they?
They do.
Why do they do that?
Because I'm funny.
Yeah, you just told me that.
Yep. I am my source.
Okay. Well, either way, my schedule over the coming weeks may be irregular. So as soon as I know how regular or irregular my schedule will be, I will be updating it.
Awesome.
Now, as of now, next Wednesday will not be affected.
Cool.
However, if it is affected, then I may have to contact you and there may be a problem. As my departure for my business trip has not yet been set. Despite the fact I'm supposed to be there the Monday after next to do something, I do not have a ticket. So as soon as I know where I'm going and when I'm going there, I will tell you. But I will be bringing along recording equipment to record regardless. Except I seem to have lost you. So I will have to restart the connection. Jerry, are you there?
I'm here.
Once again, in the middle of me talking, the people at Google decided it was a good time to ask me for my password.
I don't think it was the people. I think it was the computer.
You know what I mean.
Well, let's not anthropomorphize a whole bunch of servers. Alrighty.
Okay. Once again, Google's system decided that it was a good time to ask me for my password in the middle of a hangout. Mostly to annoy me, I'm sure. But I wanted to make sure everybody was aware of the programming note that the timing and recording of the show may change. But from whatever hole I'm crawling into, I will certainly record the podcast from said hole.
Cool.
Should be fun. It worked out last year.
I think so.
And I have to decide which of the many microphones and other things I should bring along. Should I go minimalist or should I go full recording studio?
Minimalist. Your minimal recording studio is still pretty impressive.
Yeah, but I thought about going even more minimal. just going with a USB microphone and basically doing a double-headed recording like I did a few times over the years.
Did anybody complain?
No, but we'll see how it works. There's a program that just records both sides of a conversation on the same computer instead of me having to bring two recording devices. I may try that again.
All right.
But other than that, we have some home automation things to discuss, a couple of stories, not quite as many as last week, where we were rich with stories.
Rich, wealthy even.
Yes, we were. I was so very excited to see that.
Awesome.
Now, a few things in that regard. Let's see. Android Wear has been updated with apparently faster Google Pay integration, a new appointment design, and some other stuff. I have not received the update on my Movoy Tick Watch. Did you ever end up deciding to buy an Android Wear watch?
No, I'm waiting on a reasonably priced dual screen.
What's wrong with the Tick Watch Pro? I seem to have lost Jerry again. But this time it's not me.
No, not you.
No, you this time.
$250.
You have to spend money sometime.
I don't like those bands.
You can replace them. I thought you could. Isn't there a replaceable watch band?
It looks like a standard watch band.
Yeah, so it should be replaceable. And if you want me to hook you up, I was having a meal with somebody who basically was telling me that their business involves liaisoning with people who import watch bands from China. And that they get bulk.
I like metal bands.
Yeah, I have replaced a band on a watch with a metal band that I ordered off of Amazon. So that is doable if you want to do it.
I'm going to have to find a black watch band. A black metal watch band.
Yeah, you can buy them. I have one right here. Anyway, let's see what else. The Lenovo Smart Display is now released. And this is basically the first video Google Assistant Smart Display device. Are you excited, Jerry?
I am. No.
It's nice looking. I'm not sure if I want to buy it, but it's nice looking. It's the first Android Things device.
It's certainly better than the Amazon or the Alexa. Not the Alexa.
You promised you'd stop saying that.
Oh.
Gosh, we said Alice.
The Amazon View or whatever it's called.
The Echo Show.
Echo Show.
Yeah, so I don't know. It's available. You can get the large one for $199 if you have a Costco membership. On the other hand, why wouldn't you just put a tablet next to your bed on a stand?
Yep. Well, maybe for the better audio.
It looks like a very nice device. But I have not made a decision as to whether or not I'm going to add another smart display to my collection.
I don't think I will. If they had the micro or the speakers as part of the rather significant case instead of I don't like the way it looks. So imagine this, dear folks. You've got this tablet looking thing, and then you add like a 3-inch grill on the bottom of it, and then you turn it sideways and put that on your desk, and that's what it looks like to me. And I could do without the 3-inch grill.
I think the Echo Show has that, but theirs is below as opposed to around the sides.
I think it would look better below. But I also think they have enough. I think they could have done better. But, yay. It's not expensive. It's not overly so.
I don't think so. So if you have a use for such a device, you should certainly get it.
So I found a Lamshaw stainless steel metal replacement straps for the Tick Watch Pro. Black.
Is it at what, 20 millimeter?
I don't see a width. But it says it's specifically for the Tick Watch Pro.
Yeah, which suggests, here we are, 22 millimeter.
But you know what? I'm going to add that to my cart.
Along with your TicWatch Pro?
And also a TicWatch Pro in black. I'm going to add that to my cart.
I'm just all enjoying right. convincing you to buy things.
There we go. It's in my cart.
I'm excited. I want to hear all about it next week. That's what Prime is for, isn't it?
Yep. All right. I need to find some more aluminum pans. Okay. All right.
So Google Clock, which is the stock clock app, has support for Spotify for music alarms.
Well, it will this week. I so far have not received this. Have you?
I don't have Spotify.
I do.
So how would I know whether or not I had support for it?
I don't know.
No, you just said, have you received this update? No, because even if I received this update, how would I know being as I don't have Spotify?
But do you have the Google Clock?
Yeah.
I'm sure you do.
Yeah, I do have the Google Clock. So you want me to go into the Google Clock and find out whether or not the clock shows an option? I haven't looked if it's been updated lately. Settings, let's see. So this is a question of whether or not if I set an alarm, what I can do. It says alarm sound.
Yep, I don't have that setting.
Okay. I'm sorry.
But it's supposed to be out this week. So
yeah, so whenever I hear a report that something is out, I mention it even though it may not be out.
That's cool. I'm not saying that you're wrong.
Of course you didn't, because I wasn't wrong.
Okay.
When did I say I was wrong?
Thursday.
Really?
Sunday?
I don't remember saying that I was wrong.
That's all right. Men never do.
No, I do all the time. I'm just saying I don't have a recollection of doing it recently.
I'm just messing with you.
Okay.
All right.
Don't stop messing.
In other news,
yeah,
we go back to the different types of mobile providers.
Yeah.
And Mint Mobile says that you can get a starter kit with for $5, and it comes with 100 meg. 100 meg of LTE data, 100 texts, and 100 minutes of talk for $5.
Are you motivated to try Mint Mobile?
Not in the slightest.
Why? Their prices are pretty good. And I mentioned
100 meg.
I mentioned, well, no, their prices, if you look at their overall prices, this is like, we're interested in having you try our stuff. So what we're going to do is we're going to give you this, you know, $5 card. And if you like it, you can go do something else. So according to their plan thing, you can do a plan where you pay for a year, a 12-month plan, 10 gigabytes a month, and unlimited everything else for $25 a month.
And I believe the rule is that for the vast majority of people, 10 gig is more than enough.
Per month?
Per month.
I don't even use 1 gig.
Well.
And I pay more than that.
Wow.
Free international calls to Canada. And we were talking about this last week, which is why I thought I'd mention it.
Mm-hmm.
I just find this company interesting.
And apparently, if it's a GSM phone, you can bring it.
Yeah, free international calls to Mexico. Bring your own phone. Prepaid SIM card with standard micro and nano sizes for that perfect Cinderella-like fit. Mobile hotspot, and of course their comment, come on, aren't you dying to use the phone plan with the cute little fox on everything? Long story short, we offer awesome wireless service at the lowest monthly price, period. I'm just reading from their website.
Sure.
So they have decent coverage.
And it is a cute fox. It even has glasses.
Yeah. So I honestly think that it's a good alternative for certain people.
And what backend are they using?
I think it's T-Mobile. Everybody seems to be T-Mobile on the backend. So let's see if we can find out. T-Mobile. Yeah, it's on the T-Mobile network. So you're familiar with them.
I am. And I'm fairly happy with T-Mobile's coverage here in Jacksonville.
Yeah, so this is a T-Mobile MVNO.
Cool.
And they seem to have a good combination of things. So not only do they have their plans and their phones, but you can add additional data and top off because it's prepaid. They do have their international roaming rates are, let's see, 20 cents a megabyte for data. But if you're in another country, you're probably better off buying a local SIM anyway. And they support Wi-Fi calling and texts from compatible devices.
Ooh, that's spiffy.
Yeah. So not every device is compatible. So let's see. Do they have the Google devices? They have HTC devices, Alcatel devices. Let's see if I see a Pixel here. Samsung devices. Let's see. The HTC Pixel XL Marlin. Sailfish Pixel 2 S2 from HTC. Pixel 2 XL from LG. So they do support the current Pixel devices, among others.
Cool.
I think so. And again, it's nice to see providers trying different things. Logitech, and I'm just mentioning this because of the fact that they're a very popular podcast company. They're buying Blue Microphones, who's well known for producing podcast microphones.
Yep.
I once recorded the show on a Blue microphone. The Blue Snowball, which I'm trying to decide if I want to take with me.
Oh.
Should I take the Snowball or the little portable Samson microphone that clips to the top of my laptop? Should I take the professional microphone? There's so many choices.
What are you speaking on now?
This is too big to take. This is a condenser mic.
Oh.
Not everybody likes condenser mics for podcast recording, but we all have our things.
Wackos. Yeah.
So I have a Snowball that I can take along if I want to. I'll have to make some decisions. Let's see. In other interesting news, a burglar apparently woke up a couple to ask for their Wi-Fi password.
Mm-hmm.
I get a kick out of that.
That's funny.
I thought that was an amusing story worth mentioning. He apparently needed network access because he was out of data. So this is sort of a tangential mobile-related story. Basically, a masked intruder woke up people by barging into their bedroom and wanted to use their Wi-Fi network and ask for their password.
Did they give it to him?
No. The man apparently confronted the intruder, shoving him down the hallway and out the front door, and then called the police and was arrested a few minutes later. And the suspect is a minor who apparently was arrested for burglary as well as misdemeanor prowling charges. And apparently, prowling, you say. Just before midnight the previous night, the same young man was found prowling around another Palo Alto home. And when they came out and confronted him, he asked to use their Wi-Fi network. And they told him to get lost, and he apparently rode away on a bike he stole from their house.
That's hilarious. I mean, it's not good for the people whose house he broke into, but still funny.
So let's see what else. Amazon released their Cast product.
Cast?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Now, who else has a product that they call Cast that allows you to send music to compatible devices?
I don't know, man. Sounds like a unique name. I think they did a good job coming up with a name that nobody's ever used before.
Yep. Strange that. But it only supports Amazon Music at this time.
Ah. All right.
Yeah. And I did want to talk about home automation because I'm back in the home automation mode. I've been doing some hardware stuff, but I'm starting to set up for software.
Excellent.
So in order for me to do a developer skill for one of the voice assistants,
yes,
what I need. And again, a developer skill, not because I'm developing for public consumption, but if I want a private skill, I have to sign up as a developer and then test it on my account.
Okay. Yep, yep.
I basically have been doing some server reconfiguration. So I need to basically expose the API from my house outward so it can be accessed even if I have a proxy server in between. So I have to make it so that I can send commands to my house that can be sent by... So I want to be able to ask questions like, what is the temperature in my bedroom? Or where is Guru?
And how is it going to get the temperature in your bedroom?
I have a sensor in my bedroom.
Oh, a temperature sensor, as it were.
And a humidity sensor.
And a humidity sensor.
I have a sensor. Basically, I'm using some off-the-shelf equipment that I've hacked together following some guidance on the internet, a wonderful place to get things. So I know that currently in my bedroom, it is 61.2% humidity with a 72.9% temperature. That's a contrast to the kitchen where it is 81.9 degrees. And the living room where the humidity is 54.5 with a temperature of 77.4. It would be lower, but I always turn off the air conditioning for this program.
Cool.
Yep. I also track motion sensors.
Mm-hmm.
So I track as many devices as I can, and now I want to be able to query them using my voice assistant. I track the status of my television.
Whether it's on the wall or off?
Well, no, I have a Logitech Harmony, so I've hooked into that so I know what status my devices are.
Ah.
And I have a few other things I have to investigate. But I have cameras, I have weather linkages in, I have all sorts of pieces. And over time, I improve everything. So now I want to be able to access that data remotely, and so I had to reconfigure several of my systems.
Neato.
We all need hobbies.
We do.
So that's what I'm going to be working on. Also, because I'm going away, there's one other thing I had to do.
What's that?
Well, I wanted to be able to, since I'm going to be abroad, back up things from my remote computer. So I did have to do some, I finally got my instance of Nextcloud working again. Are you familiar with Nextcloud?
No.
Nextcloud, it's the fork of OwnCloud. It's basically, think of it as sort of your own hosted version of something like Dropbox.
Okay.
So I wanted to be prepared, and basically any picture I take on my phone, I will now be synced to my home server instead of being synced to another service.
Ooh, that's spiffy.
And it's extensible with plugins, so there's other things I'm going to be installing from their system.
Cool.
And I have a few other things in the works. But other than Nextcloud, which I think is a good thing to have for anybody who's looking for a connected home, if you want to do your own file syncing, some of the other stuff that I'm setting up to access remotely aren't necessarily relevant. I want to configure Plex because maybe I want to watch video from my home library.
Yep. I'll give you a hint for something that boggled my mind for a while.
Oh, what was that?
Okay, so I don't like, my router does not have UPnP set up on it, right?
Why would it? That's insecure.
Right. So Plex uses a certain port for its, you know, communicating with the outside world. So if you shut down UPnP, and then you set up your router to forward that specific port to your Plex box, it still won't work because Plex doesn't You have to tell Plex I want to use that specific port.
Yeah, why wouldn't you?
Well, because that's the default port it uses.
Yeah,
but without UPnP, it doesn't even try that port.
Yeah, there's an option there, manually specify public port.
Yep, and if you don't have UPnP, you have to do that, even if you use the same port that it would have used otherwise. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. I'm sorry, I didn't know you didn't realize that, or I would have helped you.
I figured it out when it became important to figure it out.
Yeah, but I have, you know, all of my important stuff on my server, and there's no point in me, while I'm going to haul some stuff on a USB drive along with me, I figured all I have to do is bring something, hook it into the television where I'm going, and I could watch my entire system.
Yep. That's what I do. Although I don't do it on the TV, I do it on my laptop. But
well, same idea.
Yeah.
Why is it so many people call me when I'm doing this podcast? I do it at the same time every week. Anyway, I'll ignore them.
Okay.
If I actually knew how to shut that off, I would. But it rings every device. So while I'm just going to keep doing it. Anyway, I'll call that person back later.
Can barely hear it.
Yeah. Just was annoying me.
Okay.
So the whole idea is, as part of my home automation and connected house, I want to be able to access things not also when I'm on the go. So that gives me the opportunity to try new things, including the ability to record over-the-air television and play it back from the other side of the world.
I like Plex.
Yeah. It's not the only thing I use, but it's an opportunity.
I think their TV interface could use a significant amount of work, but their media player on a computer that's mouse-based is in other words, their 3-foot interface is awesome. I'm not a big fan of their 10-foot interface.
Well, the bigger the thing is, the harder it is to work with. Anyway, on that note, I'm going to suggest we wrap up for the day before we annoy too many of our listeners.
I have one more thing to add.
Share with me.
So remember I said I put the watch in my cart?
Yeah.
I have now pressed the buy my cart button. So I have purchased the watch and it should be here Friday.
That's good.
Amazon is so awesome.
It is, isn't it?
I love Amazon. The sad part is it won't even be anywhere near the most expensive watch I own. I like watches. Hey, on another note, yeah. Do you know that I got braces?
No.
I got braces.
Are you all right?
Yes. My daughter's 11 years old, 12 years old. Sorry, she's 12. She just had her birthday. And right before her 12th birthday, we went in and got braces, both of us. So I'm going down the brace path with my daughter.
That's good. Did you have a problem that required it?
Required? No. Okay. But
you're just being supportive?
Being supportive, and, you know, it's something I've wanted to do. I'm not particularly happy with the general placement of a few of my teeth, so we're fixing that.
Okay. I'm glad for you. And I look forward to future conversations about that.
Well, we could get into the weeds because braces have changed over the years.
Oh, have you had them before?
Yep, but no retainer, so, you know, the bottom teeth crowded back up. But, you know, there used to be that wire that would go around your, you know, go through all the braces, and they use rubber bands to attach the brackets to the wires. They don't do that anymore.
What do they do now?
They have brackets, but the brackets have this little slidey door on them. So they slide the door up, then they put the wire in, and it's like a memory shape wire, and then they slide the door down. So that means the bracket can slide up and down the wire. So, you know, with the rubber band, it kind of holds the bracket on that place, on that wire. But with this door type system, it can slide. And apparently that makes the teeth move a lot faster. So instead of 3 years, it's like, you know, a year and change.
Well, good luck to you.
Thank you.
So shall we adjourn?
Let's adjourn.
Okay. Until next time.
Bye, folks.
Goodbye.